Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. Happy Labor Day. Nikki, we're back.
We're back.
Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
I always wish you, whenever it's a holiday and we're doing the show, why is it I'm always wishing you that holiday happy first?
It's probably because it's your show and you talk first.
It's our show. We do it together.
That's true.
Hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time.
What took you so long?
Absolutely. There's men and women and families and friends from all over the state, out of state, enjoying this wonderful weather in northern Michigan, the UP, all over the state. So if you're just tuning into the show for the first time, we're a law show. We attempt to be a law show. I am attorney Todd L. Levitt, formerly practicing law out of Farmington Hills, Michigan, born and raised in Metro Detroit, as you were.
Yes, I was.
In 06, I got burnt out from all the traffic. If you're from Metro Detroit or you work down there, you can imagine. I spent, Nikki, no joke, 4 to 5 hours a day crisscrossing the counties, court to court to court.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
And not only that, but everybody is just agitated.
Yes, they are.
When I moved up to Mount Pleasant, my alma mater, fire up chips in the 80s, went here in the 80s, after Berkeley High, class 83, graduated from CMU in 88,
okay.
Detroit College of Law in 1992, and here I am rocking it out on 98.5 UPS. I'm all over the place, but I moved up here. I've been chillaxed.
Yeah, yes, it's very easy to do up here.
I'd rather drive 3 hours north over the bridge instead of going an hour and a half to back to Metro Detroit.
Oh, definitely.
And speaking of traffic, by the way, we have a huge show.
Yes, we do.
No.
Huge.
Folks, stay tuned. And if you miss any portion of the show, where can they catch us?
On iTunes, Podbean, or SoundCloud.
Exactly. I want to talk about something, but before I do so, this show, we're going to be talking about how parents and family members can protect their young children when they're using the internet.
Yes, that's great.
We're going to talk about COPA. Stay tuned about COPA, not Copa Cabana, COPA, the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. We're going to be talking about business law, copyright, trademark.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about internet stalking, bullying, anything and everything to do with the internet, because I, other than being a criminal defense attorney and driver's license restoration, I now practice in the area of cyber law.
Okay.
It's very expansive.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking about that later on, so stay tuned.
Yes, definitely.
It's a huge show, but we were talking about traffic.
Yes.
It's Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
Everybody be safe.
Oh, please.
Do not text and drive.
No, that should be all the time.
And listen, young folks out there, if you're with those family members who are of the generation of Nikki and I, the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. Leg warmers and parachute pants right here. Just stop. Get your face out of the phones. You're up north. Take a look around. Stop Snapchatting. Stop Instagramming. Stop Facebooking. In fact, the adults, stay off Facebook today. Just enjoy the weather. Yeah. Be alive. Be out in the open.
Right. How about put them away and enjoy the weather?
Go look at a tree and save a turtle.
Enjoy the outdoors. Reconnect with nature.
I have a complaint.
Okay.
I'm driving back from Kalkaska Court, and I'm taking 72 back to through Grayling. You know that way?
Yes, I do.
So I'm on 131, 72 through Grayling. As soon as I cross 131 onto 72 heading east,
okay,
within a matter of seconds, there's an Audi automobile behind me.
Well, yeah.
There's a lady I could see operating a motor vehicle.
All right.
She is on literally, I could see what type of makeup she was wearing.
Wow.
And I'm so sick and tired of these fancy schmancy cars with these people. And I'm just going to say it from where you and I are originally from. How
right.
do I know that? I have no idea where she's from.
Right.
But I'll tell you how I know where she's from in a moment. At least I can guess.
Okay.
She's on my tail. I'm in a big truck, almost the size of a dually. I have a hitch. You see how big my hitch is?
Oh, definitely.
If she ran into the back of my truck, and I'm not speeding, I'm on 72.
Right.
She's going to need a hot air balloon as an airbag for the impact if she hit my truck.
Oh, yeah, you'll be pulling her.
I'm not going to injure her, but I'm going to speed limit. She's on my tail in a fancy car. It's a foreign car. I'm so sick and tired of it. And just slow down.
Oh, please.
And for everybody up here, if you're on a if you're in a rush to go somewhere, leave early.
Yeah, it's
but
not
why
that hard.
Are we? Why do I feel that she was from Metro Detroit, where you and I are from? Because when she passed me, I looked at her license plate, and she had a dealership right there in Novi.
Ah, well, that gave it away.
She could have purchased the vehicle from someone up here. She could be borrowing it. The plate, but typically you could look at a plate, and you'll see Taylor, Livonia, like Brown, you know, Ford, Cadillac dealerships. So it gives you an idea.
Yeah, you know.
But
because that's how they drive down there.
Why? It is.
It is. I used to drive the same way.
I would not want to be this weekend, today or tomorrow, on 115, 131, I-75, because all the downstaters are going to be tailgating everybody. Nikki, this was the middle of the week.
Well, I had someone tailgate me actually this morning.
What happened?
I'm on my way to the show. I'm on 127 where they're doing that construction. And it says right on there, slow down when you see workers present, but it doesn't matter. If there's workers or not, you slow down. It said go to 45. They're on my tail. So close, I could see the color of her eyes.
You know,
why?
Exactly,
why? It could have been, you know, a relative of mine or somebody out there still working. They do work on Sundays sometimes.
They do.
You know, there could have been anybody out there.
It's so upsetting. And look, if I have passengers, which I did, I was coming back from court.
Right.
I'm saying to myself, lady... No, I'm not knocking women. I'm not a male chauvinist here.
Right.
It happened to be a woman, and look, I'm just going to say it, me or not.
It was most a woman behind me, too.
Most of the time I'm tailgating, it's either young teenagers, like young folks,
yes,
or it's a woman. I'm in a minivan. This time it was an Audi, and it's usually a small car, a foreign car.
And those are the ones that should never be tailgating because they'll be destroyed.
So I'm thinking to myself, where does she think I'm going? There's oncoming traffic. I mean, this woman wasn't. She was less than half a car length behind me.
Wow. That is way too close.
Lady, I'm in a big 2-ton Chevy. I'm going nowhere.
No.
I'm not speeding.
Right.
I'm not going to put other people at risk. Eventually, get this, she passed me, and it wasn't even a passing zone. It was a double line, you know.
Yeah, those are definitely no
That's a
pass.
Sign. Hello, folks. Go take a driving course. You don't pass when it's not a passable
definitely
zone.
Definitely not.
And we were coming, 72 is very hilly.
Oh, yes, it is.
She went up a hill. I slowed down in case there was oncoming traffic. I don't want to be involved in an accident, so I slowed down as we came up the hill.
Wow.
So whoever that lady is, if you're listening, I love you.
Yeah, slow
what
down.
What am I going to say? Hey, it's a Labor Day show. We have, folks, this is different than any show we've done in the past.
Actually, yes, it will be.
The information we have
is,
look.
A lot.
A lot. It has to do with protecting your young children against internet predators.
Yes.
It's privacy issues online when your children are online. And we have some great information if you're going into business. I'm going to give the listeners a brain full of legal advice they've never heard come from me.
There we go.
I'm amazed I have this much knowledge.
You know, I'm amazed sometimes too with all the knowledge that you have.
But I want to thank all our sponsors, and we love everyone that listens to the show. We always hear from you, and keep listening, keep supporting our sponsors of this show and the sponsors of 98.5 UPS.
Yes.
Because this station rocks.
Yes, we do.
The owners of this station, Norm and Mike, do an amazing job.
Absolutely wonderful job.
Everybody does.
Yes. We all work hard.
Yeah. Big shout out to the boss, Cherie.
Yes.
Norm's going to call me up. She always listens.
Yes, she does.
But after the show, what are your plans today?
I'm actually going back out to Leroy to spend time with my boyfriend and his daughter.
Leroy, Michigan.
Yes.
Does he listen to the show?
Yes, he does.
Did he hear when I said he was a big man last week?
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Thought it was cool that I said his name on the air.
What's his name?
Eric.
Big shout out to Eric.
Yep.
What's up, Eric? Nikki loves you.
Yes, I do.
Nikki loves you. We are a law show, and the kids came back to Central Michigan University last week.
Wow, yeah.
Welcome back weekend.
Yeah, it's crazy in this town.
And we talked about it last week. Nothing but love and support to all the men and women in law enforcement who kept all your loved ones and your kids safe there at CMU, and all the kids visiting, the young adults.
Yes.
They did a great job.
Yes, they did.
So kudos to law enforcement, EMS, first responders, and Central Dispatch they don't get enough credit.
No, they don't.
I'm a defense attorney. Safe. I said every week I'm pro law enforcement.
That's right.
Because when you're in trouble, who are you going to call?
That's right.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah. You have to give them credit where credit's due.
And they put their life on the line every day.
They do.
I don't always agree with what they do. If I'm up against them.
Right.
But business is business. Remember that cartoon years ago on Looney Tunes? You had the two cartoon characters that, you know, clocked in for work. They went at it all day.
Yes.
At the end of the day, oh, see you later, Ralph.
Yes, I do.
That's how it is. That's how I am with law enforcement. I'm not a sheepdog, but I get along with everybody because you catch more bees with honey.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, yes. Look, big show.
Yes.
So we don't want anyone to change the dial.
Nope. Stay around.
Stay around. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk about, we got some stories.
Yes.
And a lot to get to, folks. COPPA. We're going to talk about COPPA, Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, when we come right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. If you're just tuning in for the very first time.
What took you so long?
We are a law show, although we deviate quite a bit.
Yes, we do. But we still talk a lot of law.
But if you notice, listeners that listen on a regular basis, the 35 listeners,
yes.
Half Amish, couple Mennonite, and a few friends of ours, we always come back.
Yes, we do. Always.
I acknowledge who I am, but I always come back and finish the story.
Yes, we do.
We deviate. We go all over the place. Can you imagine when I was a kid having to raise me?
I feel sorry for your mom and your teachers and your grandparents.
I want to apologize. Listen, everyone thought I was going into education because in junior high and high school, I was in a principal's office more than anything. That's a true story. Look up my record. I'm not making that up.
Look where you are now.
Yeah, I would ask to go to the bathroom and take that little wooden stick with the key on it and just take off.
And just not come back?
Well, they weren't upset that I was gone. They wanted the key for other kids.
Oh, gotcha.
Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
We were talking about tailgating earlier. I had a lady in an Audi. It's always a fancy schmancy car from downstate tailgating. And you have a tailgate story.
Yeah, I was just on 127 in that construction zone over here.
Building the trail.
Is that what? Well,
sorry, that was a high-pitched tone. They're building the bike trail.
And, you know, it says right there, 45 when workers are present. And you can clearly see that there were workers there. And I had somebody, I mean, I could have seen the color of their eyes. They were so close to the back end of my van when I'm trying to do 45 through there.
That's ridiculous.
It's just... It's not safe.
You know, it's not safe. Not only is it not safe for the workers, but here's another big pet peeve of mine. And I talk about this from time to time every other month. It should be a felony, folks, if you're parking illegally in a handicap zone. I'm so sick and tired now. I've seen so many men and women hop out of vehicles in handicap zones with stickers or license plate. And these people, granted, possibly they drive someone around. But if you're not driving a passenger around who needs the sticker, there's no way in heck you should be using that sticker to take up someone's spot.
Oh, no, I totally agree.
That's
with
disgusting
that one.
Because I broke both my feet snowboarding about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I had to park in those spaces, and I would watch people get out of those vehicles that had no business being in those spots.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
And doctors are too quick to give out those stickers. I think the doctors, some of these doctors, because you got to go get a, don't you have to get a doctor's note?
Yes, you do. You have to have proof that you need to be using those handicap spots.
I'm going to tell all the medical doctors out there, whether you like this or not right now, if you hand out a fraudulent or fake medical document where a person uses it so they can just park in a handicap zone, you should be charged just as if the person should be charged for you falsifying information, first of all, to the state and doing that. I mean, half the people I see get into these parking spots do not belong in these parking spots.
No, and the only time anybody gets a ticket for parking there is ones who don't have those stickers.
But the ticket is not severe enough.
No, it's only, what is it, a doubled fine?
It's just ridiculous.
It's it's not enough.
All right, I want to talk about COPPA.
Okay.
We are a law show.
Yeah.
And if you're just tuning in, I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt. You're my producer, Nikki Morissette, 98.5 WUPS, every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., podcasting on Podbean, SoundCloud, and iTunes.
Yeah, we are.
COPPA. COPPA stands for Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, COPPA. Okay. Okay. Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. There is a federal law out there, folks, that if you're a parent of a 13-year-old or younger, and that 13-year-old is utilizing an app from their phone,
okay,
or their device, their tablet,
yeah,
or any online website that caters to 13 and under and over, doesn't matter. Look, it doesn't matter how old or what the website's for, but if you know, if you have reason to know that you're collecting data and information from 13-year-olds and younger, then you have certain obligations under the FTC federal laws out there. There are rules regarding this.
Really?
So, yeah, and basically when it comes to the collection of personal information, the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act puts parents in control. That's important. So the FTC is basically the nation's consumer protection agency, Nikki, and they're the ones that enforce these rules. So now let's talk about a website. When I had young kids, there was a great website called Club Penguin.
Okay.
Disney actually owns Club Penguin. So yeah, do you know what Club Penguin
is? No, I've never been to that one.
So Club Penguin is one of these virtual sites where, you know, you can have your own little penguin. Listeners are probably cracking up right now, but some of them, hopefully they know what this is. And if you're a father and you have children living in another geographical location, but you want to do something fun with them, check out Club Penguin. You get to pick your own little penguin, and your penguin waddles around these different little communities and go. And they can go snowboarding, sledding. You can go. It's pretty cool.
How cute.
So I could have a Todd penguin. You could have a Nikki penguin, and we can like follow each other around.
That is cute.
I'm not on this site, but when my
right.
one of my kids was younger, they were using this, and I would use it also, and we would sort of, it was nice for a parent to do with their kid.
Okay.
Harmless.
All right.
I mean, there's always predators out there, so you got to watch out for that, and that always concerned me.
Right.
Because you don't know who the other penguin is.
No, you don't.
Right. So there's websites out there, and if the websites are collecting information such as the full name of your child, the home or physical address, email addresses, screen names, usernames, they should never collect social security numbers, telephone numbers. If they're asking for IP addresses, photos, videos, any information that a website is collecting, the parents have full control.
Correct.
There must be on that website, on the bottom of the homepage, a clear, identified, highlighted sentence that specifically says Children's Privacy Act, or something that says children's privacy rule or law.
Okay.
And the owner of these websites, and not only this, but if the website is operating and it has other companies that it's working with that collect information, they're also responsible to comply with this. Okay. So if you own a website, let's say you own a little toy website.
Okay.
Like Club Penguin. You come to myself as an attorney. I'm now doing COPPA regulations and policies for if there's any companies out there that want to start an online company, I actually draft the policies now.
Okay.
So it's something I'm doing. Remember I talk, yeah. I'm doing cyber law?
Yes.
It's part of what I'm doing. The owner of the website is required to notify the parents that at any time, this is what they're collecting, and the parents have a right to stop it, to have it destroyed, or to prevent it from happening, just to tell the website, you know, no, I do not consent to this.
So if they say no and they don't consent, does that automatically stop the child from being able to use that site, or do they just have to stop collecting the information?
Well, that's a good question. They have to stop collecting information. Now, here's what it is. To comply with COPPA, you know, a privacy policy should be clear and easy to read. There should be nothing confusing. And this is all required by federal law. A list of all the operators collecting personal information has to be listed, and the parents have to have access to that. So the name of each operator, who they are, okay, that's main, or whoever's maintaining the personal information through that site or service. Additionally, Nikki, a description of the personal information collected and how it's being used.
Okay.
Okay. So again, just what we're talking about, folks, is COPPA, Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. If you have a child that's 13 and under, he or she is using an app, any online website, business, service that caters to young folks, or if they're using any website and the site is aware that they're collecting information from someone 13 and under, you have full control over this information, how it's collected, how it's gathered, and you have a right to stop it. And any businesses that are conducting business and collecting that information through that site, that those businesses, that information has to be disclosed to you, talking so fast, on that website, on the homepage.
That is great information.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's a lot of sites out there that are not following
that. COPPA requires these online companies to list a description of the parental rights.
Okay.
And each company, your privacy policy, I'll tell you folks, if you're going to start an internet company, must tell the parents that you will not require a child to disclose more information than is reasonably necessary to participate in an activity.
Okay.
So, if, for instance, Club Penguin, and I'm going way back for Memory Bank. I have no idea. I'm plugging Club Penguin here. I know people are saying, ha. It's a great, they waddle around. It's the cutest thing in the world.
They're probably checking it out right now.
No, you know what? It's free.
You might as well.
Especially if you're a divorced parent and you don't live. That is such a great way to communicate and spend time with your child doing something fun.
Especially the young ones. That would be something fun for them to be able to do.
Yeah, absolutely. But the parental rights also includes that the parents can review their child's personal information, and they have to be directed that they can have it deleted and to refuse or allow any further collection of that information.
That's good to know.
Absolutely. The companies have to notify parents directly before collecting that information also. So a lot of these companies, if not all of them, are required to have a parental contact information to get the parents to agree to use of those sites, or they could be in violation. And the verification has to be verifiable before collecting that information from their kids.
Oh, definitely.
Right. And these sites are required to honor parents' ongoing rights with respect to collecting from their kids. I'm being redundant, but it's true. So that's important.
It is
so
important.
So parents, it's called COPPA, C-O-P-P-A.
There we go.
Yeah,
good information there.
Truthfully, until I started practicing cyber law issues, anything and everything related to the internet, I wasn't fully aware of COPPA.
No, I had no idea about it either until now.
So take a look at whatever websites your young teenager or child is using, and make sure on the homepage that there's a privacy notice at the bottom in regards to parents' rights and who's collecting the information from your children. And if you did not give permission and consent to that company to gather that information, they could be in COPPA violation, and the fines and penalties to these companies are enormous.
Oh, then definitely check it out and keep track of your kids.
Yeah, I'm going to provide more and more information over the weeks to come on how parents can protect their children's online privacy.
Okay.
Because that's really important.
Yes, it is.
Hey, we'll be right back. We have to go to break.
Yes, we do.
It's Labor Day.
Yes.
Nikki, happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
Why am I always wishing you first happy Labor Day?
I don't know. I'll catch you the next holiday.
And by the way, when I look at you and you look at me, are you looking at my right eye or left eye? Because you can't look at them both.
Actually, I look right in the center.
No, you're not.
Right now I'm looking at your left eye.
See, am I right? You cannot look someone in both eyes.
No, you can't.
Exactly. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. During break, Nikki Morissette, my co-host and producer, attempted to look at me in both eyes at the same time. You could not do it.
Could not do it.
Because if no one pays attention to this, but you can only look at one person's eye.
Yeah, one eye at a time.
Okay, what do I look like I'm looking at? Folks, I'm looking at Nikki's forehead right now. Do I look like I'm looking at your eyes?
Yes, you do.
I'm not even looking at them. I'm looking at your hairline.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
It looks like you're looking at my eyes.
I'm not. I don't even know what you're doing with your eyes right now. Last segment, what a great segment. We were talking about parents and how they can protect the information that their children provide these online companies.
Yes. Yeah, they need to really take control of that and watch.
And so we're talking about COPPA, Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. So, and these companies should allow the parents the ability to control the information collected. That's what we were talking about.
Right.
And the parents have a right. It's not to say these companies cannot collect the information. They need parental consent in most cases. I say most.
Right.
And the parents have a right to know who the other companies are that are working in conjunction with that online or that app or that, you know.
Well, yeah, who they're sharing the information with.
One of the plugins. Exactly. And the parents have a right to control that.
Yes, they should.
So this came out about a decade ago, and the FTC amended it to provide stricter compliance with that act.
Good.
So a couple weeks ago, we were talking about what happens when you download illegal music and porn.
Yes, we were.
And I mentioned that if you go online and you use a photo that you found online, there's a good chance the Hearst Corporation, I did mention that,
yep,
might own it. And I was correct that the Hearst Corporation used to own a multitude of, you know, newspaper operations, magazines,
right,
newspapers.
Yeah, you
so
mentioned that.
So they have such a huge library of photos.
So 10 and 1, no matter what you grab, you're grabbing something from their library.
Correct. And we did mention, and someone wanted me to repeat it, that there are stock photo companies out there online that you can become a member of.
Yep.
And use so many stock photos a month.
Yeah, for the newspaper that I do a little side jobs for a newspaper, and they have a stock company that they use. It's very cheap and reasonable. You know, a yearly fee, and that's it.
We're a law show, but we're given, this is legal advice.
Yeah, don't download the photos that don't belong to you without permission. I mean, they even have disclaimers or watermarks on them to stop you from using them.
Exactly.
And there's a reason for that.
Exactly. Did you ever feel guilty if you walked into a bookstore and you just sat there and read a book all day and not purchase it?
I've never done that.
But bookstores, I love bookstores. I miss Borders, Barnes & Noble.
Oh, yeah.
The smell of a library.
Yeah.
Even though my attention span is that of an ant. I'm good with Highlights magazine and magazines with pictures and big, bold letters under them.
Yeah, well, if I remember correctly, though, the Borders bookstores had that little sitting area where you could read their books.
You know what? Oh, this is one of my complaints. It always upset me when I would go there when my kids were young because Borders, the first Borders was in Ann Arbor.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, right by the State Theater, right by Urban Outfitters that is still there.
Okay.
It's a big building right on the corner there.
Yeah, I used to go to the one in Sterling Heights.
Yeah, Borders started in Ann Arbor, but it always upset me because I talk.
Yeah.
Borders was a for-profit corporation. It was not a library. And, you know, there's always those snooty book people, and I'm sorry if you're one of those people. If you are, too bad. That I would walk around the store shopping and talking.
Yeah.
And they would look at you like, shh. Like, can't you see I'm reading over here? Like, excuse me? This is not a library.
No, it's a store.
It's a store. Do you want me to go purchase something and put the receipt on my forehead and come back and show it to you?
Don't they have that little kid section there where they're running around and making noise?
I don't care what kid section it is. That's a for-profit store.
Yes, it is.
Barnes & Noble is a great store. It's at Midland Mall.
Yeah.
I love bookstores. I don't read a lot. I mean, here's the thing. I don't read, but I love doing, I mean, this is kind of contradictory. I love doing research. As an attorney,
right.
I love reading Michigan Supreme Court opinions, Court of Appeals, because I need to keep up on the laws and what's changing out there.
Well, definitely.
So I love that. And I love researching to see how things are changing or similar. Is there any case law out there that's similar to my case? Is there any federal law that may control what's going on here in the state? As a lawyer, I love that.
Right.
So I'm reading those things.
Okay.
But I can't sit down and read a 400-page book.
Okay.
No, I'll wait for it to come out in movie.
Well, see, those are what I do is I read those books.
I just find reading a waste of time. I could be outside living instead of sitting in a corner somewhere with my head in a... Now, there's a lot of listeners who like to read. I'm not knocking it. I just can't do it.
Right. Yeah, most of my time is if it's raining or blizzard outside, that's when, you know, not the TV, I'd read a book.
Okay. I am starting a new movement that if it's raining outside, we should be outside enjoying the rain. Why? Because it rains, people run indoors?
Well, why? I can see your point.
I mean,
yeah.
Question. Do you like to swim?
Yes.
Do you like to go on a lake?
Yes.
You shower?
Yes.
What's with women taking baths all the time?
I hate baths. Can you, I'm sorry.
I mean,
I hate baths.
Hi, honey. How about a big man like me coming home from work at the end of the day? Hi, honey. I got your bath ready. Like, what? Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I want to take a shower and get on with my life.
I mean, I can't see any of my buddies coming home and with a candlelit bath with bath beads.
I'd start questioning your
women
friends.
Love the bath. But you said earlier you like showers.
Yes.
You like the lake.
Yes.
You like to swim.
Yes.
Slip and slide.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And when I was growing up, we were so poor, we had sprinklers.
Yep, we had sprinklers.
One going horizontal and one going side to side.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
I know. Those were fun.
So why would you not go outside in the rain if you like the water so much?
I was out in the rain. What day was that? That was Tuesday. It poured out in Houghton Lake.
But what did you do in the rain?
I walked to my car.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm going to start a club that when it rains, I bike in the rain. My stuff doesn't get rusty because I have certain liquids on it, certain lubricants on my bike chains and components, and I dry them off right away.
Right.
I bike in the rain. I walk in the rain. The rain feels good. The rain means the earth is healthy.
Yes, it does.
Did you know water never disappears?
No, it don't. Doesn't it go back up?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I said that to somebody last week, and we are a law show, folks. We're talking about, we have a lot of law to get to. Look at all this
we
law.
We do. You still have a lot of papers
but
there.
But
rain goes back up.
Rain doesn't go anywhere. I mean, think about how long the earth has been here and how often we use water and wastewater. There's always water.
There is. It'll always be there.
It goes up. It comes
back down.
And it evaporates. I mean, most of the earth is made up of oceans.
Yes, it
is. Of course, it's going to evaporate and turn into clouds. And because of the jet stream and the currents and the atmosphere and the way the earth turns.
Right.
It's going to rain.
That's right.
I said that to somebody last week, and they looked at me like, what are you talking about? What do you mean the rain? Like, they thought when the rain hits the ground, it's just gone for good.
No.
No, it just goes back into the water table.
Yes, it does. I even knew that
one. Did you know the Great Lakes flow through the, I guess Lake Huron, the Great Lakes, and I could be wrong, but I think I'm right on this. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry, folks. The Great Lakes flow through Niagara Falls into the Atlantic?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm right on that one.
Okay.
Boy, if I'm wrong, this show's over.
Somebody better make a phone call.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm correct.
Okay.
Think about it. Think about how many Great Lakes there are and where they're going. Ontario,
yes.
Huron, Erie, Michigan.
Superior.
There you go.
Yeah.
Five Great Lakes.
And they all
Lake Superior being the deepest.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Boy, I better be correct.
Learn something.
I know
today.
A lot about a lot of things.
That you do.
I do.
You're just a big encyclopedia of information.
Hey, happy Labor Day. If you're just tuning in, I am Attorney Todd L. Levitt. I'm a criminal defense attorney. Nobody cares. I specialize in everything criminal defense, driver's license restoration, cannabis, because I'm associated with Cannabis Legal Group.
Yes.
Doing a great job. But I'm now becoming one of the leading, I like to think, cyber lawyers out there.
Good.
That handles cyber law.
Yeah, we need that.
If you're a small company and somebody's using your image and you find this out, they could be in violation of your copyright.
Okay, yeah.
We talked about COPPA earlier, the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. I was actually consulting with somebody that was interested in starting an online company, and I told them that if they plan on collecting information and data from 13 and under and young children, that they have to comply with this Federal Trade Commission rule.
Well, good. Yeah, they would have to.
Yeah. I've been working on a few cases where there's some cyberbullying.
Okay, that happens way too often.
Yeah, I've been working with law enforcement in regards to proxy IP addresses and all kinds of interesting cases.
Okay. Well,
there's a lot going on out there.
Well, yeah, and that's just something that people don't think about
every
day.
See, there's the internet, and there's the internet. That's all I'm going to say, okay?
you're right.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yes, it's a big world.
It's kind of scary that everything is controlled by the internet.
It is,
and these
actually.
Hackers, you hear about these foreign countries hacking into the government, their agencies,
yeah,
banks,
yes.
Stores.
And how easily they get in,
you know,
is what's scary.
People build firewalls, and there's some really great cybersecurity corporations out there. There are.
Well, yes, there
but
are.
The thing is, it's a battle. It's a battle out there.
Yeah.
It's a battle.
It's like you can never be secure enough because somebody's always having a better way to get in.
And folks, if you knew what I know and see what I've seen, you would not be doing on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram what you're doing. The fact that so many people out there are continuously posting pictures of their children and where they're located and where they live and where they're traveling, it is unreal what I have seen who is watching and collecting and using that information. There's something called sextortion.
Okay.
Sextortion, where you have individuals out there from all over the world contacting young men, young women, people of all ages, and they're gathering up this information online. They're hacking into their, you know, computers and systems, and they're gathering up information and photos, and they're trying to extort money. And if they don't pay up, they're going to expose all these photos.
Wow.
So next time you send a photo or you post something of one of your loved ones, you better think twice about doing that.
Yes.
Because it's a scary world out there, folks. And you have, once you're a victim, you'll understand.
Right.
And if you could see what I see as a lawyer, you would be off Facebook. I'm just saying right now.
Well, I was told before, you know, to look at, okay, you have all these photos on Facebook of your vacations and stuff. If you went to Google and Googled your name, 90% of those photos that you just put on Facebook are accessible from Google.
Absolutely.
And I've seen it because I've deleted a lot of mine because I've seen that happen.
When's the last time you looked yourself up and see and can see what's exactly out there?
Yeah, and I haven't done in a while, but yeah, it's scary.
Now, we also specialize in, we work with some corporations in regards to reputation management.
Okay.
So there's some, and we do quite a bit of that also now at the Levitt Law Firm.
All right.
We have to go to break.
Yes.
But when we come back, I'm going to tell the audience some things they can do to protect their online information that they're putting out there to the entire world.
Okay.
But the question is, can you really protect it?
Huh.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Nikki, happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
Last segment, we're going to finish strong.
Yes, we are.
No. During break, we just had a conversation about how important it really is to keep track of the information, not only that you're putting out there, but that your children are putting out there when they're Snapchatting, when they're Instagram, when they're using all these free apps out there. And when you're posting, my kids are grown.
Right.
If I had young children, there's no way in heck I would be posting pictures of my kids at the beach, on vacation. I don't want anybody knowing anything about my family like that.
Right. And it's like my kid has kids. But I have two grandkids that I have to worry about their faces being out there.
Look, here's what I'm going to tell you. Oh, it's okay. I only share these things with my friends. Guess what, folks? The hackers out there who exist, you don't see them.
No, you don't.
I know, because I've dealt with these cases. They're out there, and they can gather and get through any firewall, through any proxy IP. They work in the underworld of the internet. So I'm just trying to empower people out there. Go Google your child. Go Google, put your child's name on the internet and see what comes up, no matter how old they are.
Right, they're going to be there.
They're going to be there. And you're going to be shocked, folks.
Yes, you will.
And if you need help, possibly, if at all, removing any of this information, contact my office. I'm a criminal defense attorney, Todd Levitt. We're now practicing cyber law.
Okay, yes.
So we have helped a few individuals in trying to clear up some of this information that they didn't want on there in regards to their young family members.
Well, yeah, definitely. Get rid of it.
Can't, no. Some of it's impossible.
Really?
Some of it isn't. Some of it is. For instance, if you took a, so let's say, Nikki, you took a picture of your grandchild.
Okay.
You put it on Facebook.
Okay.
And your Facebook page, you share it with friends.
Yes.
But one of your friends, you had no idea, took that picture and shared it with one of their friends in some other medium.
Okay.
That friend then took that picture and used it in a new business they just set up. And now they're using your grandchild for a profit, that picture.
And I would have no idea.
You would have no idea. But once you Google it and you see that that corporation is utilizing the picture that you own the rights to because you took it, it's your copyright, that's where, as a lawyer, I step in.
Okay,
and
I gotcha.
Yeah, we notify that company. We threaten to take them to federal court, number one, copyright infringement. And if they've used it for a profit, how long have they used it? What revenue have you generated as a result of that picture? I mean, we're going to go deep here.
Wow. Okay. That's another area of it that I never thought about.
Absolutely.
So even though you're sharing it with your friends, it's your friends' friends and their friends and whoever else they're sharing it with.
My point is, if you own a business, Google your business name and see if there's another business that's similar to yours that is using your logo or your likeness and you're using the same product. Who used it first in time?
Ah, yeah.
That's where trademark comes in.
Okay.
Yep. Now, here's something interesting. If you look at a product, everybody out there, if you're eating breakfast or you have a magazine, for instance, look at salad dressing, ketchup, any box of cereal, you'll notice that under the logo, here's a Diet Pepsi KFC cup. And listeners, I'm showing Nikki the KFC. See next to the C?
Yeah.
There's an R with a circle around it.
The registered mark.
Well, you're in media, so that's a registered trademark.
Yes.
That's a registered mark with the federal government. Now, here's the thing. If you're just creating a new business and a new product and you haven't registered it yet, okay, there's a couple things you can do.
Okay.
First and foremost, if you have an idea for something, I would Google the name to see if anyone else is using that name. And if are they using a name in an industry that's similar to yours, what's the likelihood, the standard is, and the test is likelihood of confusion.
Okay.
If there is, think of a different name.
Right.
Now go to GoDaddy. It's free.
Yes.
Put that name into GoDaddy and see if somebody else is using that name again for a business where there's a likelihood of confusion.
That's right.
Okay. But let's say you came up with an idea for a product.
Okay.
Nobody has that name. It's okay. Just Google. Google didn't mean anything.
Right.
Yahoo. I mean, you're excited. Yahoo.
Yeah.
But if you have an idea for a product and nobody's using the name
right.
for that specific product, now you got a name.
Yes.
And now you have a symbol. You have a logo to go with that name.
Okay.
So, you know, you want to protect it.
Well, of course.
Well, you can't put an R with a circle around it, right?
No, not if you
So what you do is... Well, you need to use it in commerce. So what I would recommend you do, folks, buy it, go to GoDaddy or any other company that manages domain names. They just manage them.
Right.
And, you know, they manage those names. So buy the domain.
Gotcha.
Be first in time.
Correct.
Then use it in commerce. Contact somebody out of state, send them a letter, an email using that logo, that name. So you have a date stamp on it. So you could argue that you're first in time in court if someone argues later on that they were first to use that name and logo.
Oh,
now,
okay.
When you got that symbol, there's something called a service mark and a trademark. Now, folks, I don't claim to be a trademark attorney. I dabble in it because I've been involved in enough business corporation work as a hobby that I know a lot about it.
Right.
But if you need a patent or trademark, I can do trademark work.
Okay.
But I don't specialize in it, but I'll refer you to someone that can.
Okay.
But I know enough to talk about it and
right.
give out the right information. But if you have a symbol, it depends on what type of business you're in. If you're in a food business, it's a service mark. You're in a service industry.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
If you have a product that's not part of the service industry, then it's a trademark, not a service mark.
Right.
But if you have a trademark pending and you didn't file with the federal government yet or the state, you could also register your mark with the state of Michigan only.
Okay.
And you don't do it federally.
All right, I didn't
so
know
you
that
can,
one.
Yeah, but if you're going to do it in the state, you might as do it federally. And you can do it internationally. But while it's pending, you put a T and an M around a circle, trademark pending. You see? TM or SM.
You like
that?
I get it.
TM. Yes. Whenever I've created a business, I used to have a big skateboard company, Skate War. Before I, you know, I would always put Skate War, and after the word war, I'd put a little TM with a circle to give the world notice that it was my trademark and it was being used as a trademark.
Gotcha.
Now, exactly.
That way they couldn't use it because you've already you're started the ball rolling of it being yours.
In Washington, D.C., there's a huge, you know, United States Trademark and Patent Office devoted to keeping track of all this information. So when you file for a service mark or federal trademark, you're going to submit an application and somebody in Washington is actually going to search all the records dating way back to see who else could possibly be using that mark. Who's first in time? Is it similar? Is it similar to yours?
Wow.
I've actually registered trademarks. That's how I know this. I had to hire attorneys to learn this stuff as an attorney, but that's what I had to do.
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
It is very interesting.
So I love, like, I'm a criminal defense guy, cyber guy now, but I love helping men and women, advising them on how to start a business and how to go about branding it and launching it and developing a customer base.
Right. And also, you know, you're teaching them how to protect themselves with trademarks and all that.
For those of you out there who always had an idea to go into business, you can do it.
Anybody can do it.
Anybody can do it. First, it starts with a thought. You're giving birth to an idea. It's so exciting. But the first thing you need to do is come up with a name for that idea. And then, like I said, I'm going to be repetitive here. As I said earlier in the segment, go to Google, Google the name, the idea, go to GoDaddy. You could, all through the United States Trademark and Patent Office, they actually have a search engine there. You can actually utilize some of their databases.
Oh, there you go.
But as a lawyer, I'm giving you sound advice here. Do not rely on those databases alone on the USTPO website, United States Trademark Patent Office, USTPO. I'm pretty sure I'm saying that right.
Okay.
Okay. Because they have a search engine, you could see, you could put in the name and see if anybody has already registered it. But I'm telling you, as a lawyer, contact my office and I'll put you in touch with someone who's a trademark patent attorney.
Okay.
Patent attorneys in the state of Michigan, I could not practice patent law because you have to take a special test. Patent attorneys are so brilliant. I mean, they need to, there's all kinds of different patents. Am I saying that right? Patent?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into it right now. It's a whole different show. But you know what? In the future, we'll have a patent attorney on.
Okay.
We'll find whoever she is. We'll have her on. She has, typically they're engineers.
Okay.
Because they have to be able to read diagrams and designs.
Okay.
And figure out, is this a function? I think, like, is this a functioning patent? Is this something that's mechanical? Is it going to function? There's different types
okay.
of patents.
Right.
That's as far as I can go with it. I don't have any other information. But hey, we've had a great show.
Awesome show.
There's a lot of information.
Yeah, we actually hit on a lot.
I don't realize I have all this information stored until I start talking about it.
I know.
I just go about my day to my own beat, just listening to hardcore speed metal.
And then this hour goes by just so fast.
Man.
All this information.
Where does this come from? I could talk like this for hours.
You think
Mike and Norm will ever give us 2 hours? Come on, Mike and Norm. Cherie's the boss anyway. We need to talk to Cherie.
There we go.
Right?
Yeah.
Great. Hey, happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
We hope everybody that's traveling, that lives up here throughout Michigan, northern Michigan, be safe. Wear your seatbelt. Don't text and drive. Keep an eye out for motorcyclists.
Yes.
And bicyclers and walkers and highwaymen and women.
Yes, and be safe driving home tomorrow.
Absolutely. And if you missed any portion of the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, check us out in this show on iTunes. It'll be up later today or tomorrow. Podbean and SoundCloud, they're all free, and we're podcasting.
Yes, we are.
Yep. So, Nikki, we'll see you same time, same place next week.
I'll see you here.
We never leave.
No, we don't.
I'm not just a litigator.
You're an advocator.
Take us out, Van Halen.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's newest full-line Arctic Cat dealer, The Sour Apple Smoke Shop in Mount Pleasant. The best damn smoke shop around. Dr. Robert Townsend for 97th District. Send a doctor to the house. Safe Ride Associates. Check with Neil for all your communication needs, from intercom to CB to Bluetooth, and by Innovative Insulation Systems. For those cold and hot days, make sure your insulation pays.